You are now listening to The Show with me. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of The Show. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, and I am joined once again by Miles Sprung. And Isaac is currently not available, so we got Brody West.
Nah, I'm Isaac.
All right, then.
Nah, I'm Brody. What's up?
Taking his place today. Well, Brody, we haven't had you on in a good minute. What's been going on?
Just got back from a trip.
Yeah? Where
were
you at?
Tennessee.
Yeah? What were you doing down there?
I was watching softball.
That it?
Yeah. That was literally the whole extent
went
of the
to Tennessee. How long were you there?
So
like, just
the
weekend?
I went with my significant other's family.
Mm.
Her and her family. And she had a tournament down there, and they invited me, and I went because I support my girlfriend. So.
Fun.
W.
Yeah, so we went
just down there for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut turn off his
off,
mic.
Miles. Miles, you're getting muted until
there's
I.
There's no way you just said that.
I'll talk to you when it's your turn. But
you can't censor me.
Too late. Already done it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a long drive home. Cause,
I think sure.
So it was literally Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the game. So we had to get down there pretty early. So I think we left at like 6 a.m. So we leave at 6 a.m. on Friday. We drive all the way down. She has a game. They play. I'm not going to say how good or bad they played because I'm just, doesn't matter. They played. She played really well. Her bat was a little cold to start off with in the beginning of the tourney. But she warmed up eventually.
Yeah.
Her bat started getting hot. She played out defensively. She played great. I mean, she had a diving catch and center field, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We hung out. I went to Waffle House for the first time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it, like, well, I have to ask, because there's, Miles, you're not on. Anyways.
You've never had Waffle House before?
Not until this weekend, I don't think.
So, here's, did you go during the day or at night?
No, we went at night.
Okay, because that's like, there's two different vibes at Waffle House at the different times of day. Was it chill or were?
It was pretty chill.
Okay.
That's pretty true. I mean, it was mostly softball families because
yeah,
it was right next to softball.
Just right
families.
After the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But most. The
most
only thing that I know about
like that.
Waffle House is that it's a very different vibe depending on when you go. Because during the day, it's just like, oh, fun family restaurant. You can get breakfast and whatnot. And then at night, it's just, I'm going to throw a chair over this counter.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I am going to attack the person preparing my food. Yeah. And she is going to catch the chair and become an internet meme and then get fired from her job a day later.
I don't know if a waiter or a waitress appreciated how busy it was. She's not happy.
Yeah. Well, give me an estimate. What time was this?
10, 11, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, she's not happy.
She was working a late shift then.
Yeah. So... That was fun. And then we came home yesterday. I didn't get home till like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Now I'm here on like 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, you had to get. We had to get up pretty early to get over
You're
here.
A masochist, Brody.
No.
You should have just slept in.
Should have slept in.
Yeah, my mom's 15 calls. Let me sleep in.
Never mind. You shouldn't have slept in.
I swear on every. I think it was like 15. She's called me like 15 times.
She called you to keep you like. To get you up?
Well, I didn't wake up. I didn't wake
Fair.
Up till
that's reasonable.
Like 7:10, and she had already called me like 10 times. And then I was walking.
That's kind of crazy.
And I hadn't responded to her because I was getting ready.
Yeah.
And she called me another like 5 times in the span.
Area 31 starts at 7:35. You woke up 25 minutes before you had to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My house is like 20 minutes from here. My mom's house is. My dad's house
so
is
you
like
had
45 minutes
like
from here.
5 minutes to get ready. Yep, that was about right.
I had a suitcase right next to me, though, so that was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, because you had the
clothes
just
right
there, yeah. Well, fun little bit of banter there. But it is time to get into the topic of today's episode. Kind of on, similarly to your lack of sleep, we're going to talk about dreams today. Dreams are a funny little thing that happen, and they sometimes have no meaning whatsoever. I know mine never do. Miles,
what's up, yo?
Do you ever have any weird dreams?
It's a bad topic for me.
This is?
Yeah.
What? You not dream?
No.
You don't have dreams?
I don't dream.
You don't?
I don't dream.
Oh, no.
I swear on everything I love.
I dream, like, once or twice a year.
What? Like so dream. Here's the thing is, if you want to switch it over, you can talk about imagination. Because imagination. Yeah. So
we'll talk
the thing
about
with
that.
Me. The thing with me is I don't have an imagination.
Oh, do you have like
do you know what it's called? When,
aphantasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't see any, like, when you guys think of Flora's lava, I think of it. I know what it looks like, but I can't see it.
You don't have like a mind's eye.
Nope.
Gotcha.
Nope.
Huh.
No inner monologue.
You don't have an inner monologue.
Nope. No.
Who
that's
are
it,
you?
That's got me in so many situations I just didn't need to be in. Because I say things that my inner monologue should say. And then I get in trouble.
My inner monologue is the only person that talks to me.
My inner monologue is a different human.
I don't have one. I don't have an inner monologue.
That's crazy, actually.
I've never heard of anyone that doesn't have an inner monologue.
No, I have, but it's usually like, that's not a common occurrence.
No, I don't have one.
You don't have one at all?
Mm-mm. I don't hear a voice. In my head. I don't hear it.
You never heard the Hat Man talking to you after a bunch of Benadryl?
Mm-mm.
It's crazy.
Mm-mm.
He's never seen the Hat Man.
No,
I've never seen the Hat Man?
I'm like, I swear everything I love. I just don't, I can't, like, you guys could probably close your eyes and imagine Apple and see an apple. I close my eyes, I see darkness.
Yeah.
An abyss.
Yeah, I can visualize an apple.
I can't.
Whoa, that's so deep. I visualize darkness.
Brody.
Are we on this type of timing today, Miles?
Am I having what? What?
Are we on this type of timing today, Miles?
What?
Nothing.
Are you speaking English?
No.
Is this your inner monologue externalized,
yep.
not yep. speaking English?
Yep.
Whenever you say something that I think is dumb, then I'm just going to blame it on your
lack
on your
of
lack
inner, monologue.
Inner monologue.
You're not wrong.
This is like anytime Miles says anything while we're in Studio B.
Hey, no, that's not true.
Miles, you have said things that I can never say to anybody.
See, I have a sneaking suspicion that Jason is the same way. Because there's no way some of the stuff that comes out of Jason's mouth, you think about that in your head and you're like, yeah, I can say that out loud. No,
well,
there's no way.
See, sorry. For me, the way that it works for me, I do have an inner monologue. I can visualize things. I do have dreams.
Oh, I choose to say things. Whatever,
yeah, so do I.
Whatever comes out of my mouth, I mean to say.
Listen,
you know?
If sometimes, though, I have this funny little thing where my brain and my mouth operate independently of each other. Where I can think, like, no, I shouldn't say that, and then I say it anyway without, like, no, why did I say that? No, don't say that. Don't say that to a person.
No, I think about what I say, I think it's okay, and then I'm instantly like, wait, no, that's not right. Oops.
Double check your words.
There's a couple things here. Let me pull up. So I have a couple of notes, like, on my phone, where I have quotes that either that my friends say, but then I have another document for quotes that I have said that people have told me to write down. And there are only 5 of them in here from March of this year to August of this year. Mm-hmm. There's only 5 of my quotes in there.
Your quotes?
I cannot say any of them.
Oh, awesome.
There are a couple of them of like the, some of my friends' quotes I can absolutely say, and they are very good. But I've got so many. Every time I hear my friends say something, and I'm just like, there was no context behind that. There was no reason for that to be said. And then I immediately have the same thought where, did their brain want them to say that? Or did their mouth do it for them?
For my quote in there, I meant to say that.
Yeah. Well, you've got at least a couple of them in there.
You know which one I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about.
I know which one. I have an idea which one you're talking about.
My girlfriend has a few really fun ones in here. One of them is, I really like your teeth. I'm going to take them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know what the context was. I don't know why she said
smiling.
That.
Smiling.
No, it wasn't even that. Literally, like, we were in bed. We were watching a movie. I don't even remember what movie we were watching. We had, like, I think we had just gotten back from getting Panda Express. We were sat on the end of my bed watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was biting into my orange chicken, she leaned over to me and said, "I really like your teeth. I want to take them."
Oh.
And then I said, "What?" And she went, "What?" Who said that? I didn't say that.
That's like, yeah, you're like, brain's on autopilot and you say something you mean to say in your head.
She... There are so many things that she says that just come out of absolutely nowhere.
I bet.
Hmm?
I bet.
Yeah. I thought you said my bad. And I was no. What do you mean?
I have gum in my mouth. My bad.
Oh, got you. But my girlfriend just says things that come out of nowhere. Yeah. Everybody that I know has at least once said something without any...
Am I on there?
You aren't on this list, actually. Miles is on this list twice.
Yay! Oh, my dog. I don't have an inner monologue, and I'm not even on this.
Well, because I don't really, like... So, I usually sit in Studio D with Isaac. Right. I have a bunch of him quotes in there. If I was sitting in Studio B with you, I would have way more of you.
Oh, you would have so many.
But I've got some from my mom.
Yeah.
And from my dad that I'm not allowed to say. The one that I can say from my mom is, yice. She tried to say, I think she was trying to say yeah and nice at the same time. But just out of nowhere, I think we were like go-karting or something. And then she just went, yice. With no, like, nothing leading up to it at all. Just yice.
It was a very good quote from my mom. Because through my Indians job during Fever Appreciation Night, I met Caitlin Clark.
Uh-huh.
Which, awesome, by the way. Very sweet lady. Shout out to her. But I get home, and the first thing my mom says when, or she's like, the first thing my mom says when I walk into her room, she goes, "Tell me about Caitlin Clark. Did you smell her armpits?"
Oh.
Like, did I what? No, what? Like, she just said it, and I was like, what? Like, I was in utter confusion the whole rest of the night because of that.
I have some, like, questions that some, like, my boss at work asks me sometimes. So ask me, like, just random questions about, like, what I like to do. Like, one day I walked in, and he's like, so, and then he went into this really specific, like, game detail. I don't remember what it was. It was a horror game, but it was, like, a specific horror game genre. I was just like,
okay,
why would you ask me that?
That's weird.
Because I told him, I was like, I don't really like horror games. And then he asked me that, and I'm like, well, no, because I don't like horror games.
Bosses be tweaking.
And there are some things at my GM that we talk a lot about. We talk to each other a lot, and it's just, I can't repeat some of the things we talk about in there. This is so funny.
There are some things. I found a couple of them. So we also have there's a couple Discord servers that I'm on, and one of them with like my bigger friend group has a communal quote book. And my favorite one that I've seen recently was, so one of my friends dropped a french fry while they were eating, picked it up with her toe, and just like lifted it up towards. She picked it up, lifted it towards the group, and said, "Anyone want a fry?" Just like in like Cleveland from Family Guy's voice.
Oh man!
Anyone want a fry?
You should just raise your hand. Me.
I just did not want foot fry. Okay, I did not want that.
Oh man!
Foot fry is here to provide.
I don't there's want a, there's it to
a
provide.
Quote. There's a quote
Foot
right there.
Fry is here to provide. Miles there's Sprong, one. November 4th, 2024. Oh, that's a good one. Foot Fry is here to provide. I'm going to get a few of these. Like, so my friend Noah Hefner, he is like my best friend in the world. And the sheer volume of things he has said unprompted has filled up about half of this document. And there's a couple of them that I think are really good that, here, I'm going to salute the next 13 cold beers that tell me to go drive.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
He is a gold mine.
That that's...
So actually it was not 15 times, it was 6 times and mom called me this morning. 6 times.
Still 6 what times. Is
it? 6 she times. Called you 6 times this
six
morning.
6 times this morning.
She called me 6 times.
There are
it's from Halloween too.
My mom's called me a few times to wake me up. Just because
the thing is it doesn't work. Because my phone is on silent and not vibrate. It just doesn't make a sound. It's just there.
So I've had a thing a couple times in a row where my phone... dropped it. My phone has died in the middle of the night because I've forgotten to plug it in. And my alarms come off of my phone. So when my mom notices, it's getting close for time for him to leave. And then she calls me to try to wake me up. But uh-oh, what's this? My phone is not on. It is dead. So then she has to run into the room and yell at me to wake me up. It's only happened like twice. But every time I was just a little mad. Because I was I happened to be having a very interesting dream at the time. My dreams have no rhyme or reason to them.
Tell me about your dreams.
There's one dream that I have had that is the only dream that I have like consistently had. And it is specifically a dream where every time I look away from something, it changes. Okay. It is just sheer inconsistency. Where it can be like 1 second. This is a theme for all of my dreams. They are inconsistent. There is no uniform storyline in my dreams. They are all, it is just like, okay, activate. This is like rising action right here. Then it's like I get pulled into another TV show, and then the plot continues from there, right? So I'll be in the dream, I'll be like in school, right? And I'll be talking to a friend. I'll bite into a chicken sandwich, I'll look up, and I am out in like a forest, and then I look back down, and it's a burger. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. It changes so much every time I look around that... Have you ever heard of lucid dreaming?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have managed to do it exactly. I have managed to do it exactly one time. And don't. No, I saw you getting ready.
I was kidding. I was joking.
Anyways, I've managed to be able to do it. No.
We're going to get sued.
I've managed to be able to do it exactly one time. And I only.
What'd you do?
I just gave myself wings as, like, a test drive. I was like, this could be a cool one. So...
Could you feel a thing?
What? I'm so lost.
He's speaking the lyrics to Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
R.I.P. Anyways, continue.
They put him in Fortnite.
They did.
Anyways.
They put Ice Spice in Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
I'm
anyways.
Very happy about it.
Yeah, you would
Shut
be.
Shut up.
Moving along.
You thought I was feeling you?
Do not.
Do not.
Do not continue that sentence.
I wasn't.
Anyways. I just like in the moment.
We looked at him so fast.
So in the moment, I was like in school. But the only reason that I realized, wait a minute, this isn't right, is because I remembered something from the day prior. It was Friday.
Oh.
I shouldn't be in school on a Saturday. I have learned to kind of, like, identify bits and dreams that are like, that isn't realistic. So that after, like, the key to doing it was, for me, was just like, oh, that tells me it's a dream. Now I know I can literally just do what I want. So I, as a test drive, I kind of was just like, what if I had wings? And then I had wings. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I looked around and I realized I was in like the default Roblox base plate map as like the most empty space imaginable to like test this in. You know which one I'm talking about, right? Just like empty space, blue skybox,
yeah.
Gray drop just across infinite floor, right? That was, like, the spot. And it was just... Because, again, you have to remember, it was school. I was in school. And then I was like, wait a minute, it's Saturday. And then I was Roblox default base plate and I had wings. And then...
And then...
Then, I tried to use them. And I quickly began to realize that I wouldn't know how they worked.
Correct.
You, lucid, the one, I've literally only done it one time. But the lucid dream experience that I had was so beyond confusing that I haven't been able to do it again.
That's
because
valid.
I don't know how it worked the first time.
Yeah.
All I know is that I realized I was in a dream, and then I could manipulate the environment a little bit. Change things up. Sometimes unconsciously, not really thinking about it. But then when I wanted something to happen, it could happen.
Yeah.
But now I'm still able to like tell, oh, I'm dreaming right now. But then I can't do anything about it.
I had a really weird dream the other
night. Let's hear it.
So I was at Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
We were playing the Bears.
Uh-huh.
And a Bears fan spilled beer on me.
Uh-huh.
I got really mad and started yelling at him.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly the guy like takes his hood off,
mm-hmm.
and it's Conor McGregor. And then as soon as he unveils himself, we instantly teleport into an octagon. And we start just duking it out.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Good job.
Guillotine choke, baby.
Good job.
It was, yeah, but like, and
don't
then
we love beating the crap out of MMA fighters?
Then after the fight, he like suddenly could shoot mustard from his fingers.
Huh?
He suddenly could shoot mustard?
Mustard?
From his, yeah, it's okay. It's because
like the condiment, mustard.
Yes. It's because I was watching, or it's because recently I went and watched The Adventures of Food Boy. You know that movie?
No.
Released in 2008 with that dude from High School Musical.
I would not know that movie. No.
It's so good and I love it. But he also could like shoot food out of his hands and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So Conor McGregor just squirted me in the eye with mustard. And then we went for round two. But this time I had mustard in my eye. And he squirted me again, so I was fighting blind. And that time I got knocked out. But
you woke up?
No. Then we went back to Lambeau, and I was on the Packers suddenly.
You were on the Packers.
You were on the Packers.
Yeah, okay. I got the game-winning reception because I'm awesome.
What?
And booyah. Booyaka, booyaka.
And then you woke up?
And then I woke up, yes.
Fair enough.
It was awesome.
I had one dream that was, like, so unbelievably in-depth in, like, terms of lore.
No, like, sometimes I have, or, like, sometimes I have dreams and I'm, like, I'm impressed by the storytelling on this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Man, so, I wish I could do this.
Yeah. But I had one that I eventually, after I started getting, like, some of the really consistent ones, I started titling them. There was one that I had recently that I was like, wow, this would make a really good horror game.
Yeah.
And I nicknamed it The Slip.
Okay.
Because, so I actually wrote it down in my phone. I have, like, a paragraph of the thing. It is like, here, I'm just going to read off exactly what I have here. The Slip, a liminal space that looked like a school, inhabited by a humanoid creature made from smoke that wanders the halls on all fours. I wrote this like immediately after waking up. So if there's something that doesn't make sense, that's why. There are like 1,000 people in there at a time, and random items from real life are scattered about. Parentheses, Coke, water, defibrillators, Band-Aids, end parentheses.
Oh, okay.
Along with some larger open rooms, gravity is lower than usual, giving you the ability to bounce from wall to wall like Gorilla Tag.
What?
Like the VR game?
Yeah.
Okay.
The creature can see through loud sounds. If you get caught, you're dispelled into smoke and added onto the creature as it gets perpetually bigger. Oh, you can still see. in parentheses, all caps, you can still see. When one person is caught, another person falls in. So I don't know where this came from.
No idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's
every time unique. I get like a really consistent bit of storytelling in a dream, I'm just like, wow, I did that?
Me? I did that? No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you
I can't
do
dream.
That. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. That you
no dream,
you
no imagination, no inner dialogue. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Miles has something. What's like the most like impressive bit of storytelling you've had in a dream?
I can storytell. Oh, in a dream. Never
mind. I don't remember, man. Oh, wait. No.
It's a Conor McGregor shooting mustard here.
Conor McGregor shooting mustard. I don't know. That was pretty awesome.
No.
That's some like Darth Vader being Luke's father type plot twist.
Me and my dad went to a WWE house show and we suddenly got plugged in as a tag team.
That's pretty good.
And we had it was a multiple part dream. Like
it had multiple parts. Is it like a three act play, or are you saying that you had part of the dream one night?
Then I woke
up, went to sleep, and the dream continued where it left off.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's insane.
I've had like one time I've been able to do that.
You said there's three?
Like the first one, we're proving ourselves with a house show debut.
Rocky?
Yeah, and then
Bro had a whole movie series.
Bro had a whole trilogy.
And then we debuted and won the tag titles. And then he turned on me, and we faced each other at WrestleMania, and I won the championship.
Oh, so
him.
It's Creed. It's the Creed trilogy.
Pretty much, yes.
It's the Creed trilogy, and he dreamed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's with my dad, so it added extra oomph to the story, you know what I'm saying?
That is, yeah.
I should pitch that to WWE.
Okay.
Me and my dad are ready. We can do it.
My mom has told me recently about a series of, like, migraine-induced hallucinations that she's had when she wakes up in the morning. You good, Miles? You dropped something there.
They fell off my head.
I saw that. What
were you saying about migraines?
Yeah, my mom has had a series of like migraine-induced hallucinations in the mornings.
It's awful.
And the most consistent one is me standing in the hallway, just like posed up like this. So I have a thing where my mom and I do like belch offs, like we try to out burp each other.
Okay.
And every time I do enunciate it by like raising my hand like an opera singer raising their hand up in the air as they hit a high note. Mm-hmm. I'll just go as I raise my hand into the air. I was, according to her, I was standing in her doorway, fully visible, like clear as day, except my face was obscured by shadow, hitting that pose, standing completely still. It was like 3 in the morning, and she was calling out to me like, Kieran, what are you doing up so late? What are you doing up? It's like 3 in the morning. You gotta go back to bed. I didn't move. And she like started to get up, and then I was just gone. And then she went back to sleep.
And she told you about it in the morning?
Yeah, she told me about it in the morning. And I was
she like asked you if you were awake at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, she asked me if I was there, and I just told her I was. I was
you
lying.
You are.
I was lying. And she was like, well, how did you just disappear? And then I said, huh?
Huh?
Huh? What do you mean?
Disappear. What do you mean?
So now my mom and I are both thoroughly convinced that we are being haunted. That we have a ghost.
Right.
Because it happened twice.
No.
Exactly the same way. It happened twice.
Say just don't get out of bed. You see that? That's my stay in bed. Stop.
Stop getting up.
Just don't get up.
Don't get up. You can call somebody to get you food and whatnot.
Hook up an IV to your arm and just get fluids through it. Live off that.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
What?
What?
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Did Pop Smoke die?
Pop Smoke died a long time ago.
Yeah, he died like 5 years ago.
Why are we bringing this up now?
Rest in peace. That's all I'm saying.
Was that on your Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
No,
Ice
no,
Cube.
Breaking news. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Have you not seen that Rhett and Link clip where they're just, like, reviewing Pop-Tarts and out of nowhere, Link just goes, rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Nope.
No, I don't watch Rhett and Link.
I don't either, but I've seen the clip, and it's funny.
Is the basement yard?
Breaking news. Ice Cube has melted.
No. I loved him so much in the classic movie, Are We There Yet? You ever seen that movie?
Yes.
The theme song to it is Ride With Me by Nelly.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Breaking news, iced tea has been boiled.
Did you know that...
oh my gosh.
I loved him.
Did you know
that
at... I think it's Yats. At Yats, when they have like their things of iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't say iced tea on it. There's just a picture of iced tea.
It's awesome, Miles. I'm so happy for you.
And the same thing with the ice dispenser. There's just a picture of ice cube
on it. Yeah.
It's great.
It's awesome, Miles. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's as good.
Why'd they put Eminem in Fortnite again?
Because he's Eminem. Concert.
Eminem concert. But,
here's the thing. We got
Mom Spaghetti in
Fortnite.
We got Fortnite.
Eminem. We got Snoop Dogg. We got Juice WRLD. And we got
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
And you got Travis Scott.
Why Ice Spice?
Because Ice Spice is awesome.
I don't think a single person I have ever met likes Ice Spice for her music.
He does. My friend Cam does. He loves her music.
You thought that I was feeling you?
It's crazy to me.
Stop. But yeah, legitimately likes her
all
music.
She talks about is farts.
Nice.
What?
You think you're the... Hey. You're not even the fart.
No, I don't get it, but I guess she's just a big cultural figure.
I think she is an industry plant.
And so, yeah.
She is, in my opinion, the most obvious industry plant. I had never heard of her until 2023, and she had just appeared with like 20 million followers on Instagram.
That's true.
Where did she come from?
I don't even know.
I'm going to look up her discography real quick. Let's look up Spotify discography.
She's from New York. Or Brooklyn or somewhere in there.
Did you know that the boy is a liar?
Did you know I'm just not here for lyrics today?
I'm saying I just want to play.
Stop!
Yeah, what? Literally her first ever release was in 2021.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not that crazy.
She got popular like 2023.
I don't think she literally just appeared.
Mm-hmm. Some people think Billie Eilish is an industry plant, so...
Well, Billie Eilish was actually, like, making music for a long time before Bad Guy blew up, though.
So was Ice Spice.
No. She made one song.
Nuh-uh.
It was literally a single, and it was a freestyle.
Well, she was working on albums,
It was
course.
A minute and 50 seconds long.
She was working on albums.
Why are we defending her?
Don't defend Ice Spice.
Because she's awesome.
No. Stop.
I go to see her in concert, honestly.
Genuinely, you know what did come out it would have recently
what,
though.
What? Black Ops 6?
Chromacopia.
I did like
Chromacopia.
Yeah. Chromacopia. I literally listened to it for the first time last night because my girlfriend wanted me to, and I was like, okay. I've not been a Tyler fan very much. I didn't like Tyler the Creator that much. And then I heard Chromacopia and I was like, oh.
It's good, isn't it?
I wasn't familiar with your game.
like, what's it? What's the one about his father?
What is it?
It was so good. It was such a good song. It was like so deep. Oh, I have it downloaded. Like him.
Yeah, like
him.
Oh
my gosh, the edit potential on that song.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an amazing song. Yeah. It's talking about how he's so. When he was younger, he felt really disgusted. That he looked so much like his father who was not in his life.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very descriptive. It was like, why do I have to look like him? Why can't I look more like my mom? And then, did you hear about at the end of the song, the mother was the one that pushed the dad out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even the dad was bad. It was the mom didn't even want him in this kid's life.
Hmm.
DaVinci?
DaVinci? What?
Oh my gosh. So it was just such a... That's like
it's
one
really
thing,
good
that's one
lyric.
Thing about,
it's really, really good.
And, I mean, they had all of his features are like one song, which is very sticky, which is very good.
Yeah.
Very good party song.
I was not a... I just wasn't a fan of his music. I liked Tyler, the Creator. He's a funny dude.
Mm.
But I just didn't... I didn't vibe with his music that much. And then I heard this album... And I was just like, I'm sorry, I wasn't familiar with your game. I apologize I didn't give you more credit sooner.
It's amazing.
I see why people like him. I'm not, like, I don't really like him.
Mm.
I don't like his music that much. Like, it's not for me, but mm-hmm. I understand why people like it.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
It's the same for me. Like, it's not something that I will listen to repeatedly.
It's true.
But it is objectively a fantastic album. Just because of the way that it's written and the substance, the just... His lyricism is ridiculously good.
And it feels like he has a different voice in every song.
It feels like a different person is performing.
Yeah. It's like his voice, he can manipulate his voice is so...
Yeah, it's cool.
Crazy.
Like, if you hear him talk, he talks exactly the same. But then in every song, he's rapping a different way. Yeah.
I am one of the voices. It is me.
Miles is a schizophrenic hallucination, and he's not real. Miles, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to every episode of this show that he's ever been in, and it's just going to be me talking to myself.
Miles is a migraine-induced hallucination.
Mom, I hate to break it to you, but he is not there.
There was actually no play-by-play for the Ben Davis Pike game.
Yeah, it was literally just the ambient noise of the game going on in the background.
It was dead air. Every once in a while, that was a great play. Good job.
Yeah, it was just Max Skilly doing the color commentary. There was no, we don't know what's happening. You could like faintly hear the Indiana High School Sports Network behind us. But other than that.
Every time I hear the term color commentary, I just think of a guy in the announcer voice going like, that's a really nice shade of green. Their uniforms are a very vibrant white with a very nice blue accent.
And man, Ben Davis has those purples.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I hear color commentary. I know that's not what it is, but that's what I imagine.
Hey, Brody.
Just some old-timey transatlantic accent 1920s radio announcer.
You ready for this Brownsburg game on Friday?
Brownsburg.
Why did you say it like that?
I was doing color commentary.
What a really nice play by Brownsburg.
So
Greenville.
I'm very excited because Brownsburg is going to lose, and Jason's going to be.
What school do you go to, Brody?
Mooresville.
They
barely beat Avon. I don't know. And Ben Davis put a pretty good.
That's not what this show.
My mom just texted me. My whole life is a lie, a migraine lie.
Your son's a migraine-induced illusion.
Yeah, it's only Brody in the studio right now.
Yeah, I'm just chilling here.
Talking to no one.
Talking to absolutely no one.
Turns out he does have an imagination after all.
No, it's schizophrenia. It's different.
Oh, fair enough.
The voices aren't in his head. They are outside, externalized.
They've crawled out of my head.
His internal monologue is actually very much external.
this whole place isn't real.
It's like Ryuk from Death Note. He just chills behind you, outside of you.
I see an apple floating above my head.
I think that there should be more words that don't mean what they sound like they should mean.
Give me an example.
So we have color commentary. That's the one it's just like, that's just adding like flavor to it, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And it's not not at all saying
flavor
like,
commentator.
Yeah, flavor commentator. Or like we nice have food. Like, there are some that are, like, what's the one that I was thinking of? There's one term that it's, like, it means angry, but it does not sound like an angry word.
Really?
I'm trying to think of...
Angry.
No, it's not that one.
Frustrating, not...
It's, like flavor text being just, like, a little... So flavor text is a description that is added to like items in video games.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's their description of the item, but it's just like a little bit of quote at the end of the description. But you would think that it sounds like flavor text. Oh, you mean just like
it tastes like strawberries.
It tastes like that. That's what I'm saying. We need more words that are like the exact opposite of what they sound like they should be.
Yeah. Like basketball, what if there wasn't a basket? What if there was just a hole in the ground?
Why?
Why do they call it soccer?
Why do they call it soccer?
Because we hit it with our
feet. Well, why
do we
call it football?
We hit it with our socks.
Why do we call it football?
Because of the kickoff.
That's like 2 seconds of the whole...
Well, what about field goals and extra points? And punts? And when someone accidentally kicks the ball?
Why do we call it a point in the U.S.?
I think that's what it's called in like... UK as well.
They actually called a mark.
Oh.
Good marks on my test.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I got good marks on my test.
Look like I scored a lot of marks.
They don't call them tallies either. in the UK. They call them marks.
Weirdos.
They're weird.
I hate British people.
They have such strange words.
That's strange.
Why do they eat beans for breakfast?
That's what I'm saying.
Beans on toast? Is it breakfast? Absolutely not.
Like, I went to Ireland and people were ordering beans with their breakfast, including my grandfather. And I'm like, what are you doing right now?
Also, apparently to British people, American chocolate tastes like vomit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently British people can't eat American Hershey bars.
Well, apparently our Orange Fanta is way too vibrant, so.
You know that they don't have regular lemonade in there?
Yeah.
They don't have lemonade in the UK.
Yeah, no, it's because British people are wusses.
No, so here's what they say.
I'll fight the whole country by myself.
You have to specifically ask for American lemonade or they will give you Sprite.
That's so
dumb. It's like, you go to the UK. So one of my friends...
it's kind of like how...
One of my online friends was born in the US and then moved to the UK for college. And he said that he tried to go to a restaurant just with his friends, and he asked the waitress for a lemonade. And when she came back out, he was like, "This is Sprite." And she said, "Yeah, I wanted lemonade." He's like, "Yeah."
It's kind of like how down south, it's like, "Oh yeah, I'll take a Coke." Okay, what kind? Dr. Pepper. Like, why would call it it's a soda then? It's
No.
Do you know what they call... So, British people have so many of these. Do you know what they call a good conversation?
Don't diss calling every soda a Coke. Don't diss
that. I will diss that.
No. That is weird. Dumb. Coke is a brand.
Coke is a brand.
And a drug, but that's not the one we're on about.
Give me a Starry. That's what she say.
What kind of Coke? Starry.
Starry, please.
That's so dumb.
No.
Starry's a Pepsi product.
Yeah.
Would you, like, if you're ordering a Mountain Dew, would you be like, "Oh yeah, I'll take a Pepsi." What kind? Mountain Dew.
There you go, yeah. It's under Pepsi brand, isn't it?
But what if you said,
"Just
I'll take
call
a Coke."
It soda. Or a pop.
Soda or pop.
Don't call it soda pop, though.
No,
that's weird.
That's dumb. But, like, if you're saying, like, but what if it's,
I don't
like,
call it that. I'm defending.
Oh, can I get a Coke? What kind? Pepsi. Like, that's dumb. That's stupid.
British people have some weird stuff.
Some riots.
They've
in
got
the South.
Gobsmacked.
Are you talking about for drunk?
No, that means astonished.
Really?
That means being surprised. Gobsmacked.
I just meant being
calling
sloshed.
A story a load of nonsense is codswallop.
What?
Do you know what they call having a good conversation with your friend? Mm. A chin wag.
A chin wag?
A chin wag.
We're having good conversation.
Yeah, I'm chuffed to be having this chinwag here with my two blokes.
No, stop this.
Yeah.
I don't like, oh my god, they're weird. Well, that's all the time that we've got today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of the show. Brody,
it's tiffy time.
Good to have you here.
I'll try and come on more.
Thanks for covering for Isaac. Miles, you're all right, I guess.
It's tiffy time.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the show. I'll be back on Monday. We'll post this episode tomorrow. In the meantime, you guys have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.